Oh, that's a long walk. Well, good afternoon to you all, and very, very heartfelt welcome to all our visitors today. It's really great to look out and see a congregation like this. Really terrific. Well, to begin with, a scripture I'm sure you're all familiar with. No need to turn to it, but Matthew 24, verse 45 says that we're to receive meat in due season. Now, there's one translation that talks about this as preparing a meal. I suppose that would be in the springtime, you'd have roast lamb, and then Thanksgiving, you have turkey. That's meat in due season, according to this translation that I read. However, in reading the context here, Christ has been talking about being aware of what is going on. Watch what's going on in the world. Take notes. Be aware. But as in Noah's time, people were busy playing. They were busy doing their own thing and paid no attention at all to the gathering storm clouds, and they didn't even pay too much attention when it started to rain. But when it really started to pour and the fountains broke up, they started paying attention. A little late. Well, that's not much different than what we are now. You know, as a society, we're pretty much interested in playing. Have you ever noticed on a football game, baseball game, basketball, whatever, the stands are nearly always packed. But wouldn't it be great if every congregation had a packed house like we have here today? That would show that people are paying attention. That would show that they're being aware of what's going on. Well, for the meat in due season, this is the spring season, beginning next Sunday, a week from tomorrow. And that means what? Passover, Days of Unleavened Bread. However, today I'm not going to talk about the Passover or the Days of Unleavened Bread. I want to talk to you about a time that doesn't get much exposure from sermons or other messages. Let's turn to the book of Exodus, Exodus 12. That has something to do with Passover, I'm sure. Exodus 12 and verse 42. It starts right out in verse 42. It says, "It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed." I'd like to go in a little later about just what he's talking about here. Of all the children of Israel in their generations. Israel. Well, a lot of us trace our lineage to various other nations. Our forefathers came over to this country. But we have one thing in common. Galatians 3:29 says, "If you are Christ's, then you're Abraham's." You're Abraham's seed. That's where the Israelites came from. So he's talking to us. We are then, even if we're not able to trace our lineage back to one of the tribes, we are Abraham's seed. Therefore, we are Israelites, and he's talking specifically to us. Traditionally, for the night to be much observed, we gather in the homes of other brethren, Or we might go to a nice restaurant and have a private room, and a whole group of us meet together and enjoy the fellowship and the food that's available there. This particular evening, that I'm speaking of, the night to be much observed, commemorates a very solemn event that took place on that particular evening at the beginning of the Exodus, when the people were coming out from Egypt, when they were just starting that journey. Can you imagine the apprehension of all of those people? Some 600,000 men, plus their families, plus an innumerable multitude, a lot of people. Oh, by the way, that multitude that came out with them, doesn't that indicate that if you have relatives, maybe a neighbor, a very good friend, that would like to keep the night to be observed with you? I think that says, sure, they came out from Egypt with the Israelites. Why not observe this night to be observed? So if you know someone that would like to keep the feast with you that particular night, have at it. But they had a lot of things to be concerned about. They were leaving a land in which they and their forefathers had lived in for over 400 years. You might say they put down roots. And here, all of a sudden, after some mighty miracles, which must have astounded them right from the beginning, now they're told to get up and leave. Let's get out of here. Moses says he'll show us the way. Well, they were reassured that they didn't really have to be that concerned, because the word observe carries with it a sense of guardianship, a sense of watching. In other words, God says, you go out, you follow, Moses will lead you, and I will watch over you. I will protect you. I'll be observant for you. The New King James Bible says for Exodus 12:42, God maintained a mighty vigil. He was there watching over their every need. The New International Version says, because the Lord kept vigil that night to bring them out of the land of Egypt. From the very beginning, when they set foot out of their houses with the lamb's blood on the doorposts, when they left that house, God was there watching over them, keeping them safe. Being alert and vigilant is always necessary for Christians. Whether living in a foreign country or in this present evil age, as it's called in Galatians 1 and verse 4. This concept of keeping vigil is brought out in the other verses leading up to verse 42. So let's begin reading again in verse 37 of Exodus 12. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men, besides their families. And a mixed multitude went up with them, flocks and herds, very much cattle. Somewhere over 1 million people, plus all of the cattle, all the livestock that it took to take care of them on their journey. Now that's a parade. That's a bunch of people. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought out of Egypt, for it was not leavened. You know, they didn't just run down to the corner store and pick up a cake of Fleischmann's. That wasn't that easy to leaven your bread. It had to set out and kind of gather the wild yeast spores that were in the air. And there just wasn't time for that. That's why it was unleavened. because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry. They just couldn't wait around. Neither had they prepared for themselves any victuals. Like I said before, although they'd been looking forward to this, yet when the actual time came, it was a problem. It's get up and leave. My wife and I are planning on moving to a different house very soon. Well, we've been preparing, we've been packing, we've been doing this, we've been doing that. But you know, when that day comes, I'll bet it's going to be even more hectic than all of the time we put together getting ready for it. So these people leaving Egypt, were leaving on a spur of the moment, you could say, in one respect. Yeah, they knew it was coming. They'd seen the miracles. They knew what it was leading up to. But man, this is H hour. Now we've got a split. What are we going to do? We're going to go out and we're going to remember this night. Because God says we need to be observant of it. We need to remember how He protected us coming through this wilderness, going through the Red Sea, which they hadn't done yet, of course. But later on, they'd remember that. Let's see, where did we leave off? They baked unleavened bread. Nothing prepared for them. Now the journeying of the children of Israel, through Egypt, in Egypt, was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. I imagine it took them a few minutes to get out of the city gates, too. And verse 42 again. It is a night to be much observed. And that's what we're going to do, isn't it? When the night to be much observed comes along, we will be gathering with friends, with brethren, either in someone's home or in a nice restaurant. So we can take care of that and really enjoy that evening. We can look at it much differently than the people of Israel did when they left Egypt. For them it was apprehension. Well, for us it's going to be apprehension too, because that day is coming again. We're living in a foreign country. We're living here as sojourners. And we're going to have to pick up and leave one day. So we look forward to that. And on this night to be much observed, we're going to enjoy it and we're going to remember that God is looking out for us as He did for the children of Israel that night. And we are in the 21st century. So what is the lesson for us? Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter 5, and we'll read verse 8. It says, be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, he's like a roaring lion, and he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. And he would like to get every one of us, wouldn't he? But you see, on the other hand, as on the night to be observed, God is watching out over His people. He will keep you safe. Accidents happen. Sad but true. As the Tower of Siloam fell on some, Christ said, no, that just happened. That's the way it goes. But by and large, He says, I am looking out for you. We must continue to be watchful and vigilant. God's plan shows much thought and concern. He starts this season with the holy day cycle, the holy day season, with remembrance of a vigil and fellowship, which like-minded brethren share together. We started off by being together, being able to talk about the problems that existed with the people coming out from Egypt. Just being able to enjoy a night of remembrance and remembering how far down the road we are from that night when they came out of Egypt. So enjoy a very wonderful night to be much observed, but let's remain vigilant.